fam, it's your man Blackavelli coming at you. Man, you ain't gonna believe it. We here. Oh my God. But we have season 5. I can't believe season 4 is over. Man, we dropped 50 big ones. It came and went like a hurricane. Man, we want to thank you guys for your support. Much love. But season 5, here we go. Going into 2022, we about to flip the script. Let me tell you how it's going down in season 5. It's all about keeping it 100, as we always have from day one, but we going straight positive. You feel me? It is time. We need it. We pulling stories right from the news. We talking real life experiences. We looking at how we are coming together in these crazy, crazy times. Ain't nobody talking about it. I mean, no matter whether you're looking on your social media feed, whether you're looking on your local cable news network, it's like a sprinkle. You know what I'm saying? It's like a sprinkle. You may get a positive news story every now and then. Well, I'm here to tell you, the positive news is outweighing the negative news out there. They just ain't bringing it. You know what I'm saying? Despite the narrative, we are being forced to watch this on a one-by-one, minute-by-minute basis. You know, we're being forced to watch all this negativity. Well, it ain't finna go down like that on Black Man Over 50. Like I said, it's your man Black. We're keeping it 100 as always on these shows. So give us your feedback. And remember to check us out on WKRN. We in 3 states now. Like I said, we in the NYC, we in Michigan, and we in Nevada. Check for the times at the end of this show. Peace. Blackout. Your man Blackavelli coming at you with another Black Man Over 50. Man, what's happening? How you living? How you loving? How you treating your neighbor? That COVID Omarion is wicked. So keep your head up. You know what I mean? It's crazy and it's worldwide. So don't just think it's in your neighborhood, in your community. It is worldwide. Everybody is catching it. So, you know, prayers go out. You know what I'm saying? To all the people that's out there that's sick, you know, with the COVID right now. But let's get on with the show. Tonight's show is We Are Here Now with your boy Blackavelli. Tonight I'm just gonna be straight up. Straight up with you, you know what I mean? I'm on one right from the word go. You know what I'm saying? I'm on one right from the word go. It's been a lot of people hitting me up. You know, every now and then I drop a technical show in on them, you know, letting you guys know what's coming down the pipe. And for the last 4 seasons, they have been a hit. And so, you know, they've been hitting me up right out the gate. Yo, Black, what's going on in the techie world? What's happening? And so, you know, like I said, we're here now, fam. You know, and most people say, well, where are we? Where are we, Black? What you talking about? And I say, at the doorstep of no return. We are right at the doorstep, fam. We ain't going back. You know, it would kind of be like life right now without your cell phone. Could you imagine that? Even though, you know what I'm saying, those of you that's over 50 like your man, we lived a time where we didn't have no cell phone. I don't think people could imagine that right now. Well, that's what I kind of mean by, you know, we on the doorstep of no return. Like I said, why you busy? You know what I'm saying? With your daily lives. And like I say, I know everybody's busy. I started off talking about the madness of this COVID, plus people trying to get their dollars together, working, hustling, grinding. You know what I'm saying? And so I understand that. But behind the scenes, technology is on the wild. I'm telling you, man. Technology is on the wild. It's about to unleash a whole new world. It's a whole new world behind the scenes. Like I say, while we going through the daily same old, behind the scenes, they about to drop the bottom. You know what I'm saying? And so there's so much going on. I just wanted to start, you know, just with a head scratching. You know what I'm saying? Because there's just no way I can do a show long enough to bring you every bit of technology that's coming down the pipe. And I'm not talking about the little stuff like cameras and stuff like that. I'm talking about the big stuff like Metaverse with Facebook and them are doing VR. You know what I'm saying? The fact that people are getting VR equipment now should let you know the door is being opened. So like I said, let's start out. You know what I'm saying? And once again, it's your man Blackavelli coming at you with another black man over 50. Hit your boy up. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up on blackmanover50@gmail.com. You know what I'm saying? Let me know your feedback. Or like I said, depending on what platform you're following me on, you might be able to hit me right from the platform. Well, the first one I'm going to talk about tonight is China. You know, and like I said, I always start with China because China is always into something. Like I said, we are talking about probably one of the most brilliant minds on the planet is the Chinese. And so whether it's medicine, and they talking about they created the COVID, to, you know, high technology, you know, video games. And I mean, anybody who has ever been to Asia, that region of the world, will tell you that over in China and Tokyo and some of those places that are technically advanced, it's off the chain. They doing it a completely different way than we doing it back, you know, on the rest of the world. So you already know I'm always gonna get on you about China, let you know, keep your head up, keep an eye on, hit YouTube, see what they doing over there. But have you heard about the artificial sun? I told you, we're not talking about cameras tonight, fam. We taking it to a completely another level. China is over there trying to unleash what is being called an artificial sun. You see what I'm saying? Again, I'm gonna put videos from YouTube in the description, you know what I'm saying, of the show, so you can already know Black just don't be pulling this out of his own head. But I'm also gonna give you articles, you know what I'm saying, to back up what's going on from different sources. So it's not coming from the same source. So like I said, you can do your own research. You can make up your own mind, you know, figure it out your own way, how you wanna do. But what they said is China's artificial sun hits a new high in clean energy boost. Research facility in Anhui ran a 70 million degrees Celsius for more than 17 minutes, state media reports. Let me say that again, 70 million degrees. Dude, that's hotter than the sun. The achievement lays a solid scientific and experimental foundation towards the running of a fusion reactor. You see how we also, like I said, and when I say we, you know, we can break it down to race, we can break it down to sex, man and woman, but sometimes you gotta talk about us as humanity. And as humanity, dude, we are always on one. You know what I'm saying? We have so much other stuff that we could be solving, like the dang on COVID. You know what I'm saying? But nah, dude, nah, we ain't doing that, dude. We are on one. And so China has, you know, like I said, they have come up with something that is insane. They have made a new breakthrough in its quest for clean fusion energy as one of its artificial suns. One of its artificial suns. Let me say that again. So they plan on pumping several of these mugs up in the atmosphere. God only knows if one sun can make it 100 and some odd degrees. Listen, dude, let me just keep going. And again, the article is going to be in the description, so you can sit back, you know what I'm saying, and meditate on this at your own leisure. They set a new record in sustained high temperatures, according to state media. The experimental advanced superconducting
Tokamak is what it's called. It's called EAST, just the word EAST, the Experimental Advanced Superconducting Tokamak, a nuclear fusion reactor research facility, ran a 70 million degrees Celsius for as long as 1,056 seconds, 17 minutes, 36 seconds. This comes after EAST achieved another milestone. You know what I mean? So it's several milestones that they doing messing with the sun. And so like I said, I'm just giving you tidbits. You know what I'm saying? Because I want you to do your research, pull this up, see what's going on, dude. Because like I said, it's about to go down. And now the good side of this, and again, like I said, you know, we're trying to keep it positive on season 5. The good side of this is China's focus is free, pure energy. And so, like I said, you know, if they can pull it off, then we can somehow get benefit, because it seems like right now we can't benefit from nothing. Even if they sprinkle you with a little something, you're gonna pay for it later. You know what I'm saying? And so if we can somehow get free energy, it would be cool. I worry about something that's 7 to 10 times hotter than the sun, man-made, going up in the atmosphere, dude. See, here's the thing. You know, people talk about aliens and all kind of extraterrestrials. Do you notice how when you go in space, it's black? Like, there is nothing there. Like, you can't find a trace of an alien. When you put the humans in the game, you know, we got old trash in space from old stuff we didn't make that then broke apart. It's just like an old junkyard in space of all human Earth stuff. Like, there is no foreign, you know, there is no asteroid or no starship that just busted apart. And they got parts that they don't have satellites that break. You know what I mean? Like, our satellites break and we just make a mess. And now we about to put some fake suns up in the black atmosphere. Now, ain't no telling what you're going to light up and then what you're going to see. And then who's going to be upset about you turning the lights on in space? And so anyway, that's just China for you. You know what I'm saying? They finna turn the lights on. You know what I'm saying? Let's go to number 2, because this just gets deep tonight. You know what I'm saying? Again, it's your man Blackavelli coming at you with another Black Man Over 50. I want to thank you, Arm Hype. I'm on one tonight. Humanoid robots are being released. I'm going to put a video in there that's going to blow your wig back. When you see it, and for those of my listeners that don't know what blowing your wig back means, when you see the video that I put in the description of the show, you're going to freak out. I know you understand what the word freak out means. And so this is madness. I mean, like I said, and this is the beginning. And this is not the first. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to bring it from what's right now going on. Then I'm going to take you back a couple years when you were sleeping on what was happening. And now it's about to come full circle. A robotics company has released footage of an extremely detailed humanoid robot, and some Twitter users are freaking out. And it's not only Twitter users, people are freaking out. And like I said, when you see it, you can make your own mind up. The robot called Amica was designed by British company Engineered Arts. Engineered Arts has released several robotic videos to its YouTube channel over the years. However, none of the videos have achieved as much popularity as Amica footage, which was released on Wednesday and has already gained over 200,000 views. The video was even more popular on Twitter, where one clip had been viewed more than 11.6 million times as of Friday morning. Yeah, we're giving it to you fresh off the grease. Fresh out the grease. It has also gained tens of thousands of retweets and over 175,000 likes. The video starts with the robot appearing to be asleep, with his eyes shut and head slightly tilted downwards. With a stretch of its shoulder, the robot soon snaps awake, blinking in the light of its eyes, survey the room. Oh man, and so that just gets it started. Some viewers debated whether or not the robot was computer generated. Engineered Arts said Amica is not CGI. CGI is short for computer generated, but it's most advanced humanoid robot yet. While some viewers were impressed with the engineering behind the robot, the clip was a little too slow. Some people was freaking out. So you got to check this clip out. But the bottom line is artificial intelligence is here. And like I said, you have different people work different pieces of the puzzle. You got certain people that are just working on humanistic skin. and they're using it for burn patients, and they use it in the real world. But it's just the skin. It's this being able to take our normal skin that we feel right now and make it in the lab. So you got them over there doing that, just the skin. Then you got on the other side, the artificial intelligence people that are the software, the geeks that have, they're just working on being able to take the human brain and digitize it. Not just, let me take the word just out of it, but this is what they. And then you have the robotics people. These are the people who are making these humanoid looking, like I said, it's going down. And like I said, do your own research. You know, I'm not here either way or the other. I'm straight down the middle. And so do your research, because I told you it was coming. I told you it was coming, you know, and like I said, when I bring it to you, I bring it to you just from my perspective, you know what I'm saying? But when you get the articles and you can read up on it, you know what I'm saying? You can kind of see, you know, where they're going for. Well, let me take you back a couple years, because like I said, Amica is not the, you know, is not the originator. He's just a new kid on the block. You know what I'm saying? Sophia was the first. Listen, Sophia is out of control. Humanoid Sophia developed by Hanson Robotics. Hanson is off the chain. You got to keep Google Hanson. Hanson is over there mad. They mad. They doing some madness. But anyway, they developed Sophia. It's a piece. You know, like I said, it's a piece you got to see. You know what I'm saying? So now, she was developed back in 2016-27. So now Sophia is a robot with many abilities. She speaks, she jokes, she sings. She even makes art now. You know what I'm saying? So now she's making NFT art. You know what I'm saying? And it's off the chain. While Hanson, the company who developed her, you know, they've been making robots for 25 years. He believes realistic looking robots can connect with people and assist in industries such as healthcare and education. Here we go. You see what I'm saying? Here we go. And so what you are about to see is a completely change. Like I said, when the door get open, we ain't going back. Sophia is the most famous robot creation from Hanson Robotics. She can copy human facial expressions. She can hold conversations and recognize people. In 2017, she was given Saudi Arabian citizenship, becoming the world's first robot citizen. Let me say this again. In 2017, a robot was given Saudi Arabian citizenship. You see what I'm saying? Listen, did you vote on that? And so, like I said, how many robots got American citizenship? You don't know. It's out of control. I'm telling you. Hanson said he imagined Sophia as a creative artwork herself that could generate art. And so now, Sophia's generating art. Her first piece of art for NFT that she generated is sold for $688,000. You see what I'm saying? So listen, you can say what you want. You can be on whatever side you want to be on it. But I'm telling you, don't sleep. Don't sleep on it. Artificial intelligence, AI, robotics, all of this is coming to the game. They come into the party. You see what I'm saying? They are coming to the party full force. The thing you want to know is they going to be on your side or not? You know what I'm saying? Are they going to be on your side or not? You know, and that's really the key. You know what I'm saying? Is what's happening from there. Now, while I'm staying with that same thing, you know what I'm saying, of artificial intelligence, you know what I'm saying? I wanted you to be, you know, aware that not only artificial intelligence is coming, it's coming from that standpoint. It's coming from a completely other standpoint. You know what I'm saying? Artificial intelligence is called man's interview. You know what I'm saying? Man's last interview. You know, and that right there should be scary. I mean, last invention. I'm sorry, not interview. Man's last invention is artificial intelligence, is what they are saying. Now that should be scary right in itself. You know what I mean? If it ain't, then you need to be asking yourself what's really going on. You know what I mean? But with that being said, if that doesn't freak you out, let's go on a short journey to Google. Just type in artificial intelligence, the future shock. The future shock, S-H-O-C-K. Type it in. Scroll down your Google. It's madness. You know what I'm saying? And without me going into any articles, the first thing, you know, people also ask is a part of the Google search that kind of gives you the ability to kind of scroll through a Q&A of what you just typed in, unless you got a particular article you're going to. So the first thing they put was, how will artificial intelligence affect the future? That was interesting. And it said, with artificial intelligence automating all kinds of work, we can think of a more comfortable future for ourselves that would create new jobs and not displace them, according to a report on future of jobs by the World Economic Forum. AI will create 58 million new artificial intelligence jobs by 2022. 58 million. Okay, you know, I'm with that. But what are some of the negative effects of artificial intelligence? You know what I'm saying? AI is biased. Since all algorithms are built by humans, they can have built-in biases by those who either intentionally or inadvertently introduce them into the algorithm, like loss of certain jobs, a shift of human experience, global relations, accelerated hacking, AI terrorism. I mean, listen. Wait a minute, we just getting started though. What are four kinds of artificial intelligence? I mean, what are four risks of artificial intelligence? And so automation spurred job loss. And so like I said, as soon as automation comes, they don't need your slow butt. Privacy violations, you know what I'm saying? Market volatility, weapons automation. You know, when they start making weapons that are automated, we got problems, you know what I mean? And so it's just crazy. How is artificial intelligence changing the world? You know what I mean? AI makes people's lives more efficient, powering many programs and services that help them do everyday things, such as connecting with friends and using an email program or rideshare service like Uber, for example, of AI in daily life are travel navigation, smart home devices, smartphones, drones, and coming soon, smart cars. And so, you know, it's a lot of pros and cons to AI. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, some of the disadvantages, reduction in human error. That's a pro. Takes risk instead of humans, you know, so you don't get hurt. Available 24/7, helping in repetitive jobs, digital assistance, faster decision. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it's some positives, you know, that they have, you know. And so who's the father of AI? And they say John McCarthy. John McCarthy, father of intelligence, of artificial intelligence, in 2006, 5 years before his death, you know what I'm saying? He was the man. And so you can read up on him if you want to know who the father of AI was. But, you know, it's definitely interesting, you know what I'm saying? He was 84 when he died, you know what I'm saying? And so this man, I just can't even imagine if he knew the impact that his invention would have. You know, we talk about people like Zuckerberg and social media. You know, the guy who invented AI, oh my God, this guy, you know, he opened up Pandora's box. And so, you know, AI is, like I said before, fam, that's gonna be the game changer. You know, that's gonna be the game changer. Last but not least, have you heard of weather modification technology? Oh my God. I mean, you ever wondered about the weather? Well, wonder no more. Research weather warfare. Now, did you listen, man? I mean, it's to the point now where, you know, pigs, you know, sports. I mean, you know, you see somebody like my man from Tampa Bay taking his jersey off and going across the field shirtless. You see a brawl between two old ladies at the baseball game, a brawl on the airlines. I mean, some of this stuff, I mean, it's just getting so mundane that it doesn't do nothing. But then there comes articles that just make you go, are you serious? Weather warfare, weather modification technology in warfare. As the world becomes aware of the environment's brittleness, more diversified and complex ways have been devised to modify it as a weapon of warfare. Now, a new class of weapons more disastrous than nuclear warfare are on the horizon. For altering the environment, weather and climate modification technology are the methods that may be used to convert climate and weather systems into weapons of war. It refers to Operation Popeye, which aimed to intend the monsoon season to Southeast Asia. Oh my God. So you may be asking yourself, Black, what is weather warfare? Weather warfare is a method of warfare in modern warfare that uses weather modification called geoengineering techniques to purposefully alter the weather so that it is altered weather can be used in such a way that the enemy nation can be defeated. Oh man, can be defeated strategically and covertly and inflict as much damage as possible. In this situation, the enemy could not fight the war due to bad weather. The most common form of weather warfare technology is cloud seeding. That's making it rain or snow. Rain or snow. Weather modification can be used in warfare because it serves as tactical weapon, a strategic weapon, or a covert way of weakening the well-being of the enemy state. So now, tactically it can be used as follows: as an immediate weapon in aid of an assault in conjunction with other weapons for broad battle defense of one's own forces and infrastructure. And think about this, just think about this. This stuff was back in 1924 is when they started this. 24, can you imagine where we are now? And so again, now the positive thing about this, the positive thing, you know, when they talk about global warming and this and that and all that, is it stay a little warmer and it stay a little lighter in some parts of the country. You know, some people chilling. The bad thing is the people who are not chilling are getting murdered. Stuff is on fire. Stuff is flooding. This is what, if that ain't warfare, if it's possible, have you ever thought about why other parts of the world don't just have madness weather-wise like the United States? Is it just, I don't know, is it just where the continent sits? You know, the hurricane just says, I'm on my way. I don't know, but it is just something, you know, something to think about. So check it out. So in conclusion, we just need to be ready for the future. We will be on an interesting, you know, it's just going to be an interesting place full of new adventures and technology. Do your research. Stay on top of the game. You know what I mean? We will continue to have shows like this, tapping into the future of technology. This is your man, Black Avelli, coming with another Black Man Over 50, Black Out.
What up, fam? It's your damn Black in season 5. I want to holler at you, man. I want to give a special shout out and thank you. It's been 4 beautiful seasons and we couldn't have done it without your support. I want you to continue. I've been asked, how can you support the show? The number one way to support our show is with your feedback. We love hearing your voices. Outside of your feedback, we do accept donations. We can take them in either way you want to give them. Most of the places that you can see the podcast, whether it's on Anchor, whether it's on Spotify, they will allow you to leave us donations. You know, we want you to go to Anchor. Anchor is the number one platform. It allows you to do this thing yourself. And so on Anchor, you can leave us the message shout outs as well as the monetary donations. But this is a official thank you to the fam. We appreciate all that you've done. Birdie Wordy, birdiewordy.com. We want to thank you, man. We would not be where we are without you. Low So Fresh. And for y'all that want to know, we get so many comments about our beats. You know, man, they like the way we do the beats on the overlays. Well, that started with no other than Low So Fresh. And so we got to get homage to the creator. And so we want to thank you, Low So Fresh. And we also, again, want to thank the fans. And so we want to thank you guys that listen to us. Rain, sleet, shine, you know, most of my truck driver buddies out there listen to us on the road. We got international love coming to us everywhere from Spain to Africa. And so we want to appreciate it. Again, this is a thank you, a shout out to the fam. Much love. Blackout. Season 5, we got a new commercial we dropping. You know how we get down. And so, man, with season 5, it's going to be a whole new flavor. And so we want to make sure you're checking us out on IG. All the links is in the description at the bottom of every show so you can keep up with your boy. Make sure you check us out on Facebook. All you got to do is type in at Blackavelli once you get to Facebook and you coming straight in the back door to your boy. Please, we need you to support our podcast. And how you support us? Most and foremost is with your feedback. Like I said, you can go straight to Anchor. It's got the link right in every podcast to give me straight feedback, or you can hit me directly on the email at blackman50@gmail.com, and that's coming right to your boy Selly. You gotta check out some of the books we got out. You know, we got the Pepper and Antonio series. It's a whole series. It went ham in 2020. You gotta check out Pepper and Antonio. It is worth it. Follow your boy. We got another paperback. Oh my God, the Black Fits. The Black Fits was off the chain. It just dropped. Just like the Misfits, the Black Fits, a whole nother level. And last but not least, we got The Adventures of Birdie Wordy Lagos. That book was legendary. The paperback went off the chain, hit 500 copies sold in the first month. So check out Birdie Wordy Lagos, straight out of Detroit. Straight with a little Colombian twist. I ain't gonna even tell you the storyline, but that should give you the ingredients of a heck of a novel. And so check out Birdie Wordy Lagos. Also, I want you, while you're looking, check out our merch. We got merch coming at you on Gearbubble and several other lines. So you can go to blackmenover50.com. That's our website. Check out all the links. Man, we got NFTs. We got digital portraits, man. We got all kind of merch, hats, glasses, shoes. It's going down. Last but not least, we got a couple radio stations that we promoting. We got Over the Water Radio. That is legendary. Been going down for about 3 years. It's hip hop flavor of all nations. And so you got African hip hop, you got Colombian Latin hip hop, you got the American traditional hip hop, you got hip hop coming out of China. check out The Flow. That's Overwater Radio. Check out Gospel Rap Take It Over. For those of you that know the traditional gospel music, this is the 808 version. It is the gospel like no other, coming straight from the Midwest. We got some West Coast boys in there too. Just follow the station. Check your boy out. Again, this is your boy Blackavelli, Black Man Over 50, Season 5, Blackout.